One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Sometimes when I'm laying in bed, and let's be honest, that's all the time, I think about how everyone gets in bed at night and falls asleep soundly, no matter what's happening during the day. Are you ever walking down the street and you see someone litter? Or maybe you're pulling into a parking lot and someone just takes your parking spot? I feel like mine is whenever you're rushing to an elevator and no one presses the button to keep it open for you. Do you ever wonder how those people sleep at night? Well, I've thought that myself as well, and I figured it out that it can only be a Mattress Firm mattress. Mattress Firm has high quality mattresses at every price. I'm obsessed with my Mattress Firm mattress, and I'm actually waiting for my adjustable base to get delivered to my new apartment, and you'll never see me again. That's it. I'm in the bed. I went to the actual Mattress Firm store, tried out all the beds, found the adjustable base, and I was like, you guys need to ship this to me as soon as I move into my new apartment, and I can't wait. Mattress Firm has quality mattresses at every price for your best rest. So get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale and sleep at night.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my Met Gala gigglers.
Oh, yeah. This will come out on Monday. I keep forgetting because sometimes we switch it up and do giggly on Tuesday. No, we never do it on Tuesday. On Sunday. But I'm so excited to see what people come up with for the Met.
Well, the truth is days are made up. It's a social construct. But if we are going by days, the Met Gala is on Monday. I'm so excited because it's like,
I actually can't remember the last time I was like, oh my God, it's Friday. Like, is that just something that goes away when you like become an adult?
No, it's because we're weird podcasters who like have our own weird, creepy hours that we work.
No, like Saturday morning I woke up and I was like, why do I have 23 messages in or 23 emails that just came in? And then like my agent texted me and was like, hey, sending you a ton of emails this morning. And I was like, what day is it?
Well, let's talk about the good email. Let's stay positive. The good email is that you're going to Met Gala after fucking party, which is arguably more fun.
No, I'm so fucking stressed. I don't have an outfit.
And this is tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What are you doing? Get off the pod. Find this out. No, literally, you have to go.
I'm like, what do I do? So I went on Net-a-Porter because you can get things like same day delivery in New York City, mm-hmm. which is just the most beautiful idea ever.
Yeah.
So I just ordered a bunch of stuff to try on to see like, okay, what's happening?
I think there's two types of girls. The girls that say Net-a-Porter, Net-a-Porter. Yes. And Net-a-Porter.
Three very different species of girls in New York City.
You know which one I am.
You're Net-a-Porter.
I'm Net-a-Porter. I'm Net-a-Porter in my heart. Yeah. But in front of certain people, I'll say Net-a-Porter, but then feel gross about it. It's like when I say croissant.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. Net-a-Porter to me is people that say Barcelona. No, Ibiza. And I'm like, okay, I want to kill you.
And they complain about being jet lagged when they went there 2 months ago. It's like, it's because you do drugs every night, you don't sleep. It's not because you flew to Europe.
Yeah, and so I'm just like Net-a-Porter.
Also, with the Met Gala theme, I'm annoyed by it because I feel like it's always a riddle. So they never make it make sense. And then when people don't get it right, they get mad at them. And I'm like, then make it simple. Right?
The Met Gala is taxes. It's like, we know what it is.
Figure it out.
Literally, Anna Wintour is the IRS of fashion. Because she's like, I know what the theme is. You owe me
the perfect outfit for the theme. You have to figure it out on your own. And if you don't, you will go to worst dress list. You will be in jail.
How do you perceive it's Sleeping Beauties, which could, that should have been it. But then they add something to confuse you. Reawakening fashion. What does that mean?
So my first thought went to Aurora, like sleep, the actual Sleeping Beauty. Mm-hmm. And so if you break that down, the outfit that she was in was very like not Gilded Age,
Bridgerton-ish.
Because that was last year. Yeah, Bridgerton-ish. So I'm like, I feel like a lot of people are going to go that way. But then if you just take the word awakening, mm-hmm. that could mean anything in terms of like flowers, like blooming. Yes. It could be like anything waking up. So I'm like, I have no fucking
Doja
idea.
Doja Cat might just come as like an eye, like a big iris.
That's another riddle. Just like thinking like, what is Doja Cat? How is Doja Cat interpreting it?
Is Doja Cat going to Jewel or not?
Is she going to what?
Jewel.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
Or is she not invited because she jeweled?
No, I think she's invited.
Because there was in her like last song, she was like, I can't smoke here. Like she made a reference to it.
Yeah.
But she's such a relatable bitch. I love Doja.
She is. And also she was like waiting in line. You know, it wasn't like she was like doing the interview. She was literally waiting for her turn and like minding her own
business.
Can
someone start a TikTok of celebrities waiting in line? Because that's Seriously. When they're most interesting. When they're forced to wait like normal people.
No, or just like TikToks of like famous people like leaving the bathroom stall. Mm-hmm. Like everyone yes. is the same when you have just opened a communal bathroom stall and you're walking to wash your hands. Everyone is the equal in that moment, I feel like. Like that's a quality yeah. right there.
Or when you don't have enough toilet paper in the stall and you have to be like, how y'all doing? Hey, anyone?
I would never do that.
You would never ask for toilet paper?
No.
Even if you pooped?
Nope. Well, here's another thing. I would never poop in a public place mm-hmm. unless I was like dying. Like
we
I couldn't get home.
So fucking so different. Because first of all, I see an airport bathroom. I go, I can't wait to literally... This place is going to be a bloodbath. I'm going to destroy this bathroom.
The only place, that's the only place I would feel comfortable because at the Delta Lounge, it is like individual. If there's a wall, I can do it.
Look, if I'm at a Wendy's, I'm not apologizing. Like that's where you go to, like girls are leaving their boyfriend's apartment to blow up the Wendy's. I'm disrespecting a public bathroom. That's what it's for. Okay. Yeah. If it's a two stall, I don't love that, but I will wait for the girl to leave and then do my due diligence. That. But I have to say, when this happens, I go, girl, this is girlhood. Girlies, I'm out of toilet paper. And then you put your hand underneath and this girl will give it. And she goes, do you need more? And then you're like, my pussy's not that big.
I'm not ever stressed that the girl next to me isn't going to give it and be like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
You're a loser. You're a fucking loser.
Like, yeah, like, I don't think they're going to bully me that I don't have any toilet paper.
Figure it out, bitch. Figure it out, you stupid slut.
Like, I don't think they're going to, like, throw their camera over and start, like, recording me and, like, yell, like, world star. But I don't know. It's my own insecurity that I'm just like, I can't do that.
Sometimes when I'm in my own home and I poop, I'm like, I've ruined my house. Okay, this is really niche, but do you ever like have the tiniest little poop? Like you're not really pooping, but like a little poop mm-hmm. comes out and then you look at it and it's so little and cute and you kind of want your partner to see it so they think that's how you poop. Like I almost want to leave it in so Des is like, oh, that's what her poops look like.
Never, not once have I ever thought I really want Craig to know this about me.
In general or with pooping?
In general.
You go, the less information, the better. He needs to figure it out. I'm not leaving. Well, yeah, that would be my, that's my Easter egg poop for Des.
Yeah. No, but I'm just like weird when it comes to like public. I don't even want to talk about outside. This because I feel like you're going to, in general, yeah. I feel like you're going to jinx me. And now like, and the next time I step out of my apartment, I'm going to be like, I have to shit myself so bad.
This is my thing. Ask me a place and I'll tell you if I poop there. Like, is there anywhere I wouldn't poop? Where do you think
that's how I feel like with my outfits. I'm like, if you tell me what I was wearing, I'll tell you exactly what the night was. And you're like, I've used this bathroom.
Tell me a location. I'll tell you if I poop there. I will do it. I can't think of one public place that it's like, it just, this is why, because men do it. So why can't girls do it? If men could do it, why can't we do it?
No, that's so true. Also, it is true.
I'm kind of a baby with food and poop. Like if I have to poop, I can't hold it. If I have to eat, I need to eat right now or I'll ruin everyone's day.
No, you are. Yeah. You are you're temperamental when it comes to nourishment.
Also, if I've been acting different on this pod, you guys are like, who is she? I've been in LA for one day.
And she's, no, guys, she's been in LA for one day and she's currently recording the pod in a robe, freshly spray tanned, just got up and like answered the door for room service. So she's different.
The thing with Giggly Squad is I feel like so connected to the gigglers, like we are growing together. So what our job is, like whenever we see insider shit, we have to tell the gigglers. And I don't feel like I'm putting stuff on blast because it's just for the gigglers.
No, Hannah, I'm so happy you're saying this. Keep going. No,
so like I was invited to this crazy brunch yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I didn't take any photos because like I wanted to pretend I was cool. Meanwhile, I was like, I'm telling the gigglers every fucking second of what I see at this party.
You're like mental noting it.
So it was this brunch for the Netflix is a Joke Festival. And by brunch, it was like this garden party at a mansion, which is so LA because like in New York, we don't even have gardens.
No, we've never seen a flower.
So it's in a huge backyard. And I'm very like going with my agent. I'm like, this should be fun. Like, I'll try not to embarrass myself. First person I see is Jon Stewart, who, by the way, hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, how tall?
Little, but hot.
Yeah. Well, you know what's also annoying about men is, like, their salt and pepper, like, hair and beard, for whatever reason, like, is just, like, why does it look good on them?
You know who you're like, talking I feel like to.
Yeah.
I think we're actually attracted deep down to men who are tired and don't look like they want to fuck every girl and look like they've just like partied too hard that they're like done. And there's something.
Do you
want to
know
attractive.
What it is? I think because it, you know, that they've aged. So they had to get to that level for us to respect them because we were like, oh, you actually probably have learned at least one thing.
Yes. Like he knows something.
He knows something.
Something I could ask him about. And they're weaker. They're
and
weaker.
And he'd be like well-voiced, like well-versed in it. You know, like there's one thing where he knows a lot about
and
it.
And if we had to, we could outrun them because they have arthritis.
Yes.
And there's something about like, okay, the question, would you rather be stuck with a man or a bear? Let's revise it. Would you rather be stuck with a bear or a zaddy older man with gray hair? 100% zaddy older man with gray hair. Tell me your stories of war. Like I will feed you Advil. Like
what did you do when you had to get up and turn the TV off manually? Like what was that journey like for you?
Yeah, when you had to meet someone somewhere and you didn't have a cell phone and they didn't show up, like what did you do?
What did you think? Did you go to their home? Did you immediately go to something happened to them? Or was that par for the course and you went about your own day?
Literally, when you wanted food and you couldn't Uber Eats it, how did you get the food? Did you farm? Yeah. Did you gather?
Did you look up recipes like in a recipe book from your grandma or was it all word of mouth?
Did you print out MapQuest? Was there even MapQuest when you were growing up?
So it's life is perspective.
So anyway, I see Jon Stewart and I go, that's fucking crazy, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. Play it cool. Then I look and I see love of my life, Chelsea Handler.
Yep.
Who is one of those people that I'm bad at social climbing. Like I'd rather avoid an awkward situation than be like, I'm going to risk it to like get a relationship with this person.
Yeah. No,
so
no,
I'm,
no, no.
If you're out there, Hailey Bieber, if you're out there, I'm quiet. I'm chilling. I'm here. If you need me, I'm not reaching out.
Yes.
So I see her and I'm not going to harass her.
I think the Giggly Squad slogan should be, I'm not reaching out.
I'm not reaching out. And it doesn't mean I don't care and love you.
It's actually the opposite. I respect
your time and space.
I'm not reaching out.
I mean, there's times when I'm like, I'm not going to reach out to Paige because I care about her right now. I'm going to wait this one out. I'm going to wait it out. 2 days ago, I waited a little. I gave her some breathing space.
And you're the only person truly that knows. You're the only person I've cried to in the past couple of days. You're the only person that truly knows I've been going through something.
Because you're
everyone
a cat.
Else, like, what's going on? Where are you going? Do you want to hang out? I'm like,
I let you come to me.
Stop.
When you are ready, you come to me. But if I come to you, you're going to scurry away and hide.
Yeah.
Under the bed. And then you won't come out for 6 days. And I said, that's what you get for trying to get her to come out.
I haven't texted anyone back. Immediately got on the phone with you, started crying. I was like, finally, someone that understands me isn't.
Also, you started crying when I said some like a joke.
Yeah, I was like, she gets me. Okay, it's the same space.
So Chelsea like looks at me. I look at her and she goes, I kind of blacked out, but someone told me she said, Hannah baby.
Oh my God. So she
and she runs over you. And I just was like, Chelsea, I think I said to her, I looked at her, I said, how does it feel to have this town on your back?
Yeah.
That's what I said to her. I've never said that sentence in my life. But I just see her and like she inspired me to do comedy and she's jokingly saying hi to me. It's you know when you can't process it? So that's crazy.
It's an out of body experience. You're like, this is happening to someone else that I know, but it's certainly not me.
I'm like, they're not talking to me. Like this is, they think I'm someone else.
Yeah.
Then she turns, she goes, oh, I want to introduce you to someone. Sarah fucking Silverman.
Wow.
Standing there. And this is early in the party, so I haven't really settled yet. I'm in that like adrenaline phase where I'm like scared, fight or flight. And I see her and I just being like, I was like, oh, are you hot? Because she's wearing like a sweater. Because I'm trying to act cool, you know?
Yeah. Normal, like normal everyday banter.
Because the gigglers are so cool with us. I never think about it. But I'm like, what do you say when you see someone that you like listen to or watch? Do you start with I'm a fan? Do they not want to know that? So I freak out.
Yeah.
And she was actually so funny. She was like, you know, what's crazy. This is the third outfit I put together. Like I chose this outfit. Like I literally took effort for this bad outfit. And she's like,
wait, you kind of do her voice.
She goes, isn't it crazy? This is the outfit I put on.
And do other people tell you you're good at impressions or is it
it's just you.
Me? Because I think.
And then Grace
so
tells me
good.
I'm good at singing. You guys are fucking lying to my head to make my head big. But she was wearing a hat and I was like, you look like incognito. And then I was like, well, obviously she's famous. Why would I say, like, of course she's trying to be incognito. But like, we're at this.
I hate the internal dialogue. Of, like,
my internal dialogue is so loud in these conversations. Then Chelsea turns and I realize I'm stuck with Sarah Silverman. And like, you could tell that she was like, it was too early in the party for me to be stuck with her. Like I wasn't in the flow state yet.
Yeah.
And I realized like, oh, but I'm not going to like leave from talking to Sarah Silverman because I don't want to be rude. But I'm also
crazy.
Like, I know she doesn't want to be stuck with me right now.
Right.
So I was stuck with her for maybe like 10 seconds too long. So I felt bad. But then like it was all good. I turn. Cat Williams just walking through the brunch with a hoodie on that was bedazzled with like a cross, like a knight.
Okay. I'm visualizing it.
And then I turn and I see Eliza Schlesinger.
Wow.
Who I have a show with in Calgary, but I haven't met
you
yet.
You do.
So I'm opening for her in Calgary. Everyone
Wait,
get
where
tickets.
Is that again?
I don't know. I think it's Canada, no, but I have no idea where in Canada. No, but like, I don't know.
No, if someone said put Calgary on a map right now, I would die. Wait, that's actually so scary. I feel like I should 100% know that. And I'm going to say that it's on the west coast of Canada.
I feel like it's west coast too, but it could be
because
be in
part
Mexico.
Of me was really quickly, I was going to say it was in Ireland or like the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
I feel like I never threw the Netherlands
Calgary.
Like a bone.
I am coming to Dublin, by the way. Anyway, so I look at her and I go, hi. And she kind of is confused for a second. And I'm like, oh no, this is so embarrassing. Because I never want to be like you should know who I am. But like, she's like tagged me and stuff because we're doing the show. And then she goes, right. Oh my God, Hannah Brenner, sorry. I'm sorry. Like, great to meet you. And yeah. I said, literally call me anything you want. I don't care.
Yep.
And she did this really cool thing, Finding Your Roots, that my mom watched and told me about, where celebrities go on, where they go through your DNA and like do this crazy thing to find your ancestors.
No, I need it.
And like people, like they like find out the craziest shit, and they'll be like, he was your great great grandpa was a farmer who had a like was married to like they find out crazy shit. Anyway, so yeah. I told her that. She was like, thank you. And then she goes, she just grabs my arm. She goes, do you want to say hi to Cat Williams with me? Because I want to meet him. And I was like, did Eliza Schlesinger just ask me
if I
to be her sidekick to meet Cat Williams? And I go, what fucking drug am I on right now?
No, literally.
Like literally. Ecstasy. So I'm like, this is better than my wedding day.
Wait, what were you wearing?
So I wore those pajama pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With
like
this like Zara top. But the problem with the Zara top is like it didn't really, there's like two little hooks. It was just unhooking the whole time.
Yeah.
Like
isn't it so annoying when you're having like an outfit situation and you're trying to act like a normal person?
I was
person,
holding like, my tits together because it's like the outfit when I tried it on was great. God forbid I move my shoulders for a second. Yeah. And no, then
not,
busting
women are
out.
Not allowed to move when they're dressed.
And then because I was touching it, got a little orange because I guess I had like, I was touching my
makeup,
face. Who knows?
Yeah.
It was a fucking disaster. But anyway, fighting for my life. So she grabs me and we're trying to find Cat Williams. Kevin Hart walks by. Sebastian Maniscalco and his wife. And it's not even that they were like famous people. It's that we're in this environment where it was just only comics. It felt like a high school reunion. And I was the eighth grader.
Was it like past hors d'oeuvres? Like,
yep.
What was going on?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was like a bar and it was kind of the morning. So John Mulaney and Bo Burnham, tall.
Yep. Who was the tallest?
Bo Burnham.
Okay.
Then Nick Kroll. Then I see, so like everywhere you look is the most famous person you've ever seen. And this is the thing. There's one thing about seeing famous people. It's another thing when you're seeing like people who have inspired your life and your career. Like it's one thing to be like, oh yeah, that person's on TV versus like this person
has genuinely has influenced me in like a certain decision. Yeah, it's like very powerful.
So like I was acting crazy and I never act like this, like that. Or it's like when I met Roger Federer, like it's like people who I really respect what they've accomplished in their life. So everyone.
And like I sometimes get like sad when people are like, oh, don't meet your heroes. Because, yes, there are like situations where you're like, wait, that person was so not what I was expecting. But sometimes it's exactly what you were expecting from that person. And it's so like even more special because you're like, I fucking knew that you were going to be just like normal.
Or you
chill.
Meet someone that's like actually on the flight going there. I saw Melanie Lynskey. She was sitting like two seats in front of me and she was like talking to everyone. And like some people who like aren't as famous, but you find out they're like really cool people. You're like, oh, you're fucking amazing. Yeah. And people don't talk about it enough. So then I run into Whitney Cummings, who I now know, who like from all the comics, she like probably has the most money of all of them and acts like she's like you wouldn't even know she's famous. Like she's just shooting the shit, wants to make everyone laugh. Like literally me and her are like pushing each other, like playing like little kids. And I've always
thought that she has really great skin,
the most incredible skin.
Yeah.
And she has her strategies, but like things that I could never do, like I like sleeping on your back and shit. But so then
I've heard about that.
We get in a line to do a photo with all the comics. So literally it feels like a class. It felt like high school.
No.
Where like the popular
so
people in the
crazy.
Front, like they were like, Chappelle. And he like comes over. And then Kevin Hart, like Bert Kreischer standing there. I'm like literally forgetting people because there were so, it was insane everywhere you looked.
No, that's insane, Hannah.
That guy, Brett, is it Brett Goldstein from
was
the,
just like, okay, this is like a weird question, but like, was everyone like, I feel like if I were to walk into a room like that and it was all models, like I would be eating the past hors d'oeuvres. If you're walking into a room with all comedians, like is everyone laughing? Like what is the, is everyone just like
everyone,
telling the funniest jokes?
Everyone is making fun of the event. So everyone you walk up to is like this fucking type of, you know, everyone's okay. This is crazy, right? Like, how do you act? How do you act in these? Every comic's in their own head. So, like,
okay, great.
Like, I went up to Nikki Glaser and she's like, I don't know if I can stay here any longer. This is, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you're okay, Nikki fucking Glaser.
That's why I feel comfortable with comedians, because I'm like, oh, you guys are mental. You got so much shit going on up there. It makes me feel more comfortable that I also.
And I was with Heather McMahon. We were laughing like, these are the like most attention loving narcissists on the planet trying to take a photo right now in a group photo. Like, it was insane. Everyone was like jumping yeah. around. It was hilarious. And then I had Heather McMahon with me. Thank God. So we found each other. But then
you literally need one person at things like this. And you're just like, my life would have been insane.
Judd Apatow just like strolling.
Just casually strolling. Like eating a lobster roll.
It was like, it was so fucking crazy. And then this is where I like threw up. We're walking to the garden and all the comics are joking like, what if they're just like taking us out back to like get rid of us? Like, this is what the comics are saying. Yeah. This is what the comics do.
You're in like
do.
A beautiful
it's
home.
The most beautiful. In, like, no, one of the comics I almost tripped and they're like, you could fucking sue this guy and make a lot of money. Like, this is the stuff they're saying. So, yeah. Oh yeah, Tiffany Haddish. Anyway, so I look who I'm walking. Like, we're all getting squeezed in and walking down this lane. And I look who happens to be next to me. And it's Jim Gaffigan, my love of my life.
Yep.
Zaddy, who has come over to
tall.
Me. Tall. Yes, actually tall. People don't talk about enough.
Yeah,
he has come over to me before, like in New York City, just joking, like, do you like it when girls have diarrhea? Like, joking about, like, I guess he sees my videos, which is crazy.
That's insane. Dude, that alone, like, oh yeah, Jim Gaffigan came up to me and asked, do I like it?
No, Jim Gaffigan was doing an impression of me. Like, I froze to the point, like, you know when I feel like I can come up with shit pretty, froze, like I forgot what English was.
Yeah.
So I look at him and I'm like, hey, because I know he knows me. And he looks at me, goes, so how do you get these interviews with like Justin Bieber's wife and like J-Lo?
Justin Bieber's wife is so hilarious to me.
And I'm like, so he has Bieber fever. He loves Justin Bieber. Yeah,
no, literally.
So he was like asking me how the interviews go. And Heather was next to me and was like, hi, Jim. Like, I love your work. And I said, he was goofy. So I started to make fun of him. Like, I got a good vibe from him. And I was like, Jim, do you know that once at the stand, you thought I was a waiter? And he starts laughing. And I was like,
Did he?
Yeah. He goes, because we were just standing. Like, I was ready to get on stage. And he just saw me standing there. And he basically asked, like, is there water here? Like, I think he was like, basically, can I have a water? And I go, absolutely. And I turn, go to the bar, get him water, come back, give it to him, and then go on stage.
Because what else do you do?
What am I supposed to do? Jim Gaffigan's thirsty.
You're like, I don't know. There's a hose out back, Jim. Like, what the fuck do I look like?
So I go, Jim, you thought I was a waiter. He starts laughing. I go, you asked me to get you water, and I got it for you. And he started dying laughing. And I was like, oh my God, I made Jim Gaffigan laugh. And he goes, well, if there's an awkward moment, I'll be there. And I'm dying laughing. And then he knows Dez. So he's laughing about Dez and Jim Gaffigan's wife.
Well, we respect Dez because he has salt
gray hair. No, he literally said that. He was like, he's a silver fox. Like, every man is obsessed with Dez. So then I found out that Jim Gaffigan's wife actually like helps him a lot with his comedy. Like, is his writing partner. Like, they produce all this stuff together. And I was like, dude, your wife is so badass. And he's like, yeah. And she's, you know, we're dealing with like teenagers now. Next thing you know, I'm talking to Jim Gaffigan about his family.
Oh, I forgot. He has like a full baseball team at home.
So I was standing. It was me, Bo Burnham. I wasn't talking to Bo Burnham. God forbid. I wasn't talking. I was just standing there. Ricky Velez. And Jim Gaffigan runs over and he goes, oh, is this what all the young kids are hanging out? Literally just like a goofy dad at a party. He was like, is this for the young bucks?
Is Ricky Velez the comedian that was with us in Vegas?
Yes, and he was in The King of Staten Island. He's like Pete Davidson's bestie.
He's very funny.
So funny and so chill, just like New Yorker.
Yeah.
So I'm just like talking about life with Jim Gaffigan. And then I met Jimmy Carr. I don't know if you know Jimmy Carr. He's like a British comedian. And Dimitri Martin was there.
I think if I saw a picture of him, I would know.
But long story short, that one of my agents kept, I was like, oh my God, that's John Mulaney. And he's like, do you want to meet him? And I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah, like, no.
Like, no.
I'm not going to burden John Mulaney with saying, putting his hand out and saying, hi, nice to meet you.
No.
And like,
the way I'm going to meet these people is if the universe wants me to. If, yeah, you know, we're both reach for the same shrimp. And yeah, I go,
if they need a water, I'm here.
I will get them water. But I'm not, do you want to be introduced? Some people are good at that. Like, hey, nice to meet you. And they'll say, no. I'm not forcing my energy on people who haven't given me an opening to ask for it.
No.
So at one point, it became like a school dance where it was literally like me, Whitney, Nikki Glaser was like over there, Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman. And I was like, I literally turned to someone. I was like, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't cool. But like, everyone was being silly, and I can keep up with that. I'm bad with the like, everyone's acting cool. I don't know how to add to the conversation.
Yeah. Yes.
Or I'll say something kind of funny and people will be like, is she okay?
One time Hannah texted me at a party. She was at a party. And she said, I think they're doing drugs in the bathroom. And I said, yeah, probably. And she was so just taken aback. I couldn't believe that she couldn't believe that someone would be in a bathroom stall at a club in New York City doing drugs.
Okay, so I never go to parties. And back then I got invited to my first ever like kind of cool party. And I don't think they thought I would show up because it was kind of intimate. And I just showed up.
No,
like
that, it was a legitimate
idiot.
intimate gathering.
I walked in. I was like, okay, because I'm not close with this person by any means.
And I knew you were nervous because you never text me like before you walk in somewhere. And before you walked in, you were like, wait, I wish you were here so bad.
No, I had that moment where I'm like, I could turn around right now. And then I got there and I was bombing. And then the two girls who I knew kept disappearing in the bathroom. And I was like, what are they? How are they shitting? Like for a good 30 minutes, I was like, should we check on them? Like, are those girls okay? And then he'd come out and they would just dance. And like, I'm trying to talk and they were just dancing and like weird dancing. And then they go back in the bathroom. And then I think someone like referenced it, but I was like, someone check on them. Maybe she has a stomach virus. Maybe she has a flu.
No, it was one of the best. I've gotten a couple texts like that from Hannah, but that was one of.
And then all were like, let's go out after, like from this party. And I felt like I failed. So I was like, maybe this is the universe saying like, you have another shot. Nope, they were in the bathroom the whole time in the other bar too. So I'm just like sitting
the
at
second
the
spot. That's when it really ramps up.
Yep.
Hannah and I talk a lot about our gut. Trusting our gut? Is it intuition? Is it anxiety? Are we doing the right thing? Should we not text back? But let's talk about one gut that we actually can control. Daily disturbances like poor diet, stress, travel, and certain medications can really throw off your gut microbiome. That's why Ritual created the 3-in-1 supplement, including clinically studied prebiotics and postbiotics. 3-in-1 just makes it so much easier. I like Ritual because their Symbiotic Plus routine makes it so easy in the morning to make sure that you have your prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic. And if you don't really know what a postbiotic is, it provides fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. We're always worried about our skin barrier, but we need to be worried about our gut barrier too. Ritual also uses scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainable sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Ritual is also a female-founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people on our planet. There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/giggly. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/giggly for 25% off.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
My best friend from high school recently got engaged, and right when she did, after obviously my initial congratulations, I told her how she has to start Zola. I told her how with Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry and even taste your cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola has built in every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. I love a checklist. There's nothing I love more than lists, and usually they're just all in my phone. Zola makes it so easy for you. They'll also connect you with wedding pros to walk couples from question to answer anytime. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. You guys know Hannah and I don't do admin, so making cocktails used to be a very big struggle for us. Now that we have 21 Seeds infused tequila, we can impress our friends with our bartending skills. 21 Seeds is infused with real fruit juice, and it only takes 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect margarita or cocktail. Summer is coming up, and we want to spend our time tanning by the pool with a drink that's delicious and easy to make. Making a cocktail with 21 Seeds is so simple, we probably could do it in the bed. 21 Seeds infused tequila makes the most delicious and easy margaritas and cocktails, so you can focus on the fun. Try 21 Seeds infused tequila at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
So anyway, this party was so fucking insane and just such a cool vibe. And then I obviously have to go to Erwan.
Right.
So I go to Erwan. I panic yeah. Ordered. Because
wait, what's it like inside?
It actually, like, it's crowded, but it's like people know what to do. And it's actually not that clear, like, where to stand, how things work. They don't have signs, which okay. is very rich. I feel like the richer it is,
no
the less
signage
signs.
Is really rich. Like, have you ever walked into a store and you're like, oh, let me like check what size this is. And it's like, there's no price tag. And yep. you're like,
yep.
Okay, I don't, like, that's a terrifying world.
Basically, if you have to ask, they don't want you there.
No, I literally, this literally happened to me the other day. I'm leaving Saks because I was leaving a face gym appointment. And I saw these like Louis Vuitton trunks. And I was just like,
what's
oh my
trunk?
God, like that, like a.
oh, like.
like a trunk.
Like for like buried treasure? like for gold? A trunk.
Okay, my vision was this is literally how we are so different.
A trunk.
I'm obsessed with trunks.
Like of a car.
No,
like how they open.
No, like I love like of a trunk. Like I just think they're so like chic and like
where are you putting these trunks? Like, how do you carry these trunks around?
Like, when I was little, I had these 3 pink trunks that were, like, different sizes. And they had, like, gold, like, hardware. And I loved them so much.
Did they have,
like,
a key?
I still have them. Yeah, they had, like, a key. And, like, I always wanted to go to sleepaway camp because I wanted to bring, like, my trunks.
You have, like, bodies in it? Like, what do you... Why do you lock it up? Like, that's so sketchy. You're like, oh,
it's like
getting my jeans, gotta unlock it. People try to steal my jeans.
I had this vision, like, ever since I was little, that I wanted like these big Louis Vuitton trunks, but I wanted them to be a coffee table. And like, so different sizes, and then you put like glass on the top, mm-hmm. and then it's like a coffee table trunk. So they had all these trunks in Louis Vuitton. So I walked in and I was like, oh, like how much is like this big trunk? And the guy just like kind of looked at me. And he was like, I'd have to like go in the back. And he came back and he gave like this astronomical amount. And I like started laughing. And I was just like, oh, well then no. like that's insane. And it was just like, and then I was like, okay, I shouldn't have walked in.
I know I what you're talking about, a Louis Vuitton trunk. You know where I saw those? Paris. You go to these vintage mm-hmm. stores and they have so many trunks.
Well, they're made, you can't just like, you can, they're all like custom.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, any of the vintage ones were like someone.
Like an old lady died, like an old pirate yeah. died and they donated
yeah, but
their trunk.
So, I mean, they're like insanely expensive. It's like stupid. But I feel like I can like get something that like looks this. So I'm in the market for like vintage trunks.
No, vintage trunks are so, okay. I get where you're going, but it is giving pirate cunt. Pirate chic cunty. Cunty pirate. You're so fucking weird. So, and I love how there's probably people being like, Paige is the most normal person. And then there's people who are like, Hannah's 100% right in this situation. That's why this podcast exists.
Like my pouches could live in my trunks.
I'm at our one. I'm like, how much is the salmon? And they're like, let me go to the back and I'll find out. But no, there was like a line and I don't understand the speed of it. I don't know. Like, I just, because I want to look like I fit in. So I get to the front. There's no signage and everyone's like, there's all these things you could pick from. So I'm like, hey, can I have like a couple things? And they were like, oh, the combo. And I'm like, yeah, the combo. Like, it doesn't say combo anywhere.
So it looks like, wait. It looks like you step up to almost like how you would get like deli meat, like that type, and they do it for you.
Yes.
Okay.
And but they have like a ton of pre-cooked stuff, but then they don't tell you like one meat, two sides. Like, I don't know. It could have been super easy to put that somewhere. But anyway, I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, I think I'm choosing a protein and I can only see salmon and then some like thing that I wasn't sure about. So I was like, okay, salmon. And then I go to... And then I just panicked and got mashed potatoes because I feel like you can't go wrong with mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you really can't.
Then he started like wrapping it up. I go, oh, I'm doing two sides. I'm not doing one side.
Yeah, sir, you said the combo. You suggested the combo.
Combo is not two. It's I want three. Three is a party. But then I panicked because like I should do a vegetable. And then I ordered this like eggplant parmesan thing, which in Italian culture, you don't mix fish and cheese. You just don't. So immediately I feel like I made a mistake.
Bad.
But I'm not going to tell him to undo it. I'm at Erewhon. So I say, thank you. This is perfect. And then I grab a St. James iced tea, which is so good, by the way.
Wait, Hannah, this is so fucking weird that you are saying this because I did a grocery order the other day and I saw them. I've never seen them before. And I was like, I'm just going to like get these. I always like see them on Instagram. I'm like, I can't stop
you guys,
drinking
this is
them.
Not sponsored. As no, an iced tea girly, I don't like when it's too sweet, but I honestly do not want just like dirty water tasting tea. But then when you do these like diet teas, it could taste really fake. And then when you do regular tea, you're like, did I just snort
and
cocaine?
They're like chic. Like I look at them in my refrigerator and I'm like,
their vibe. Okay. It's the perfect amount of sweetness. And when I say that, I don't mean like it's like you taste like this is a good ass drink.
You know what it kind of reminds me of, but it's better, is like the Pure.
Yes.
I hope like the Pure marketing Leaf. Team at the Pure Leaf is in like, okay.
Pure Leaf has left the chat.
Yeah, it's very much like that. Like you feel healthier, but it does taste better.
And some of iced teas are like desserts where this is so good. It's like 20 calories. It feels, it's good. It's natural.
I woke up the morning of the reunion at like a godforsaken hour, like a witching hour. Mm-hmm. And I was getting my hair and makeup done and I like was chugging one because I was so thirsty and I just like loved it. I did throw it up. So that is a disclaimer.
How did it feel coming back up?
That's the thing. I'm like, smooth. I'm a fan for life because like it actually, I was like, oh, okay. That was not that bad.
I got a 2-for-1.
I was like, this is my own anxiety, but thank you, St. James. I appreciate your help during all
St. Anthony, St. James. We pray to St. James and St. Anthony. So I grab my iced tea and then there's no line. There's just like people at, like there was no organization for the line. So then I'm just standing alone.
They're paying it. For it like with their palm
or they're just like they've invested in the company and then they just like, I don't know. So then I just, there was no one for me to stand
it's a give one take one type of thing here.
And we're like, you give your firstborn and then you can get some salmon
and then you get a Hailey Bieber smoothie.
So then I stand, like I was standing in a place that seemed okay, but then everyone kept like making me like move out of the way and I'm like, where the fuck am I supposed to stand for this line? Anyway, so I just go up to the guy, we pay, they ask me for the receipt. I'm like, it's food. I don't need a fucking receipt. No, I'm just kidding.
I could tell you.
I didn't speak like that, but I was get confused about that. And then
They're not like Trader Joe's where like they have to ask you questions.
No, they were pretty like transactional, which was nice. I think because they feel bad that you spent $200 on salmon.
It's funny because I never go to Trader Joe's in the city because I just do like Instacart. So like I never am in there.
No, Trader Joe's, you know that you walk into Trader Joe's during like a crazy time and you just get in line and then the line flows through the whole entire store and you shop through the line.
No. First of all, no.
We're going to do a second show of celebrities all, waiting in line at Trader Joe's and shopping.
Second of all, I forget that they have this like rule where like they talk to you or whatever. So I only ever go to the Trader Joe's in South Carolina because I'm like getting flowers.
Yeah.
And as a New Yorker, I just like am not expecting people to talk to me ever, like especially in the grocery store, like ever. So when I get up to the line and I'm paying for all my flowers, the cashier says, "Oh, what are you doing with all these flowers?" And I immediately am like, "Excuse me? Like, who the fuck are you to ask me what I'm doing with all?" Like, because the way she said it, I was like, yeah. "What? Like, what? Like, yeah, is she like, asking
are
me
you
what?
Investigating me? Like, are you customs?"
Yeah, like that's how I felt. She was like, "Why do you need all of these?" And I was like, "Pardon?" And then another, and then I just said like, "Oh, just like for around the house." And then some, and then like the girl that was bagging it asked another question, and I was like, "What the fuck's going on here?" Like in my head,
are you the fucking FBI?
And then like immediately, like it clicks in my head. I'm like, "Oh, I'm at a Trader Joe's. They like have to, like they don't give a flying fuck." So then I was like, "Oh, okay." Like then I felt better, but immediately I was like, "Who are you to ask what I need with all these daisies?"
I do have to say, like I know that we're more like introverted, but yeah. Who are people who actually enjoy talking to a stranger over being with yourself?
My boyfriend.
That's something he has to talk to a stranger about.
We actually got into a disagreement because he said to me, "Oh, do you know the people that live on your floor?" And I was like, "No."
That's unsafe.
I was like, "Why would I know the people that live on my floor? I just moved in a week ago." And he was like, "Well, it's not like your old building. Like, there's not that many people."
Did you bake them muffins?
He was like, "So what if you see them in the elevator? Like, what do you say?" And I go, "Nothing." I go, "How do I know the person I'm in the elevator with lives in that apartment? Like, they might not live there. I'm not asking."
Let's talk New York elevator apartment etiquette. First of all, if someone's running to the elevator and you don't make it, you don't make it. If close. Someone, no one's open, close.
Not my journey. And that, everyone sorry, that's not my
will
journey.
Say thank you. Okay. Everyone will say, if you leave the door open for someone, everyone goes, "Oh my God." Cause then what are we going to do? Do that for every fucking person? We'll be here all day. Then when
if you're in the elevator, the people in the elevator with you, that's your team.
That's your team.
The people outside the elevator.
Leave them for dead.
That's yeah.
Leave
not
them
your
for
team.
Fucking dead. Then when you're entering an elevator, you don't say anything. You don't say anything. But if it is past 5:30 p.m. and you're in the elevator, when people get off, you can say, as they're leaving, like while they're already gone,
already out
walking
of the
out,
shaft.
You just go, "Have a good night.
Have a nice night. Have a nice night.
Have a good night."
Have a good night. And then more often than not, they say, "You too." And that's how you know your neighbors.
And that's girlhood.
It's just outrageous the amount of talking they want to do down there, and I don't have the time.
There is a meme
it.
Going around of someone said good morning to an old lady, and she's like, "Good morning," and then the person was like, "Wow, it's really nice out," and she goes, "Well, that's enough." Yeah. You don't care, I don't care.
No, that's
that's where we, good morning, okay, we're done here.
So recently my mom was over at my apartment and I said, "Oh, let's go into the kitchen and get a little snack." And I pulled out the Freestyle olives. I like the hot and spicy ones. And my mom was like, "What little snack is this?" She tried them for the first time. They are, I'm not kidding, they're so good. I've tried every flavor. Hot and spicy are definitely my favorite. But the reason I'm telling you this is because I can really only ever find them on Thrive Market. Thrive is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials and the convenience of ordering everything on their website and their app. They have top quality ingredients and they restrict thousands of harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and more. And not only do you save time shopping at Thrive Market as a member, you also save money on every single grocery order. And on average, you save over 30% each time.
When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So when you join, they give. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/giggly for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/giggly. thrivemarket.com/giggly. This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. I feel like all girls can relate to that feeling when you get home from a long day and the first thing you take off is your bra. Sometimes you don't even take your shirt off. You just immediately take your bra off. Well, if you're like that, then let me tell you about Honeylove's best-selling crossover bra. It's so comfortable and will absolutely be your new go-to. I also have a lot of girlfriends that will sleep in their bra, which is absolutely insane. But if you fall asleep in Honeylove's bra, then you literally won't even notice the difference. Their Relax Bra is their recommended V bra. It offers the support of a traditional bra without an uncomfortable underwire. It's designed to lift and separate with molded cups, and it's not like a shelf-like bra, so you won't get that weird uniboob effect. And if you're looking for more loungewear, they also have shapewear, tanks, and leggings. Pair your new V-neck bra with their breathable, versatile leggings, or get the matching shapewear to pair with their crossover bra. Honeylove basically has you covered from bras to leggings to tank tops, all of your essentials that you need. Honeylove is not just supporting women, it's empowering women. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/giggly. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/giggly to find your perfect fit. After you purchase, they ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Free the pain and discomfort. Keep the support with Honeylove.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So anyway, this is the most LA shit that has ever happened to me, and I love this story so much. And I can't wait to tell the giggler. So I said, well, first of all, I see a giggler at Erewhon, and it's funny because
thank God you're like, okay.
I know, I was like fighting for my life, and then this girl was like, oh my God, hi, tell Paige I say hi. We took a selfie. I'm feeling myself. Sit down, eat my meal, and as I'm getting up, the girl sitting.
Oh, you sit there?
So there's an outdoor area where you can sit, and I was feeling myself. Oh, it was okay. 70 degrees, and I was just like eating. I love eating alone, just texting, whatever. So as I'm getting up, this woman, such girly, really nice and calm, was like, by the way, I really like your podcast. And I said, okay. And I look at her in the eye. I'm actually really good with faces. I'm not necessarily good with names, but like I will see someone be like, oh, they were episode 3 of SVU. They played the guy who got shot. Like I really remember a face. Yeah. I look at her face and I fucking know this face, and not in a like I saw you 10 years ago way. I'm like, this is like a very recognizable face. And I go, and I, but I hate being that person. Like, where were you in? So I was just like, do I know you?
Do we?
And she looks at me and she's kind of like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Are you an actress? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Can you please tell me, like, where do I know you from? And she goes, I'm the AT&T girl.
Stop.
And immediately I fucking lose. I go, Oh my god.
Wait.
Oh my. So
wait.
So she normally has bangs in all the commercials.
Yes.
But she had her hair pulled back and she was like with her son. And and she had her hair like slick back, like she really. Yes,
I know exactly who you're talking
about.
So
these people are more famous than like Brad Pitt. Like we see them every day on our TVs. So I'm like,
no, I love that girl. She's so freaking cute.
She goes, I'm a giggler. So then I'm like, this conspiracy theory that like every celeb listens to Giggly Squad is getting my head so big. So I go, and she's like, I love you, and Paige, da da da. And I go, I'm so sorry. Can I get a photo with you? So she bothered me. And then am I annoying the AT&T girl? Like, I'm like, yeah. Is she mad at me? And I'm like, can I get a photo with you? And she's like, oh my God, yes. We take the photo. And she actually like is a comic and she does acting. So shout out. Her name's Milana. And so shout out to Milana. That was so random. I know, gorgeous. So LA and random. And then I told her, I was like, all the gigglers are really hot and successful. So like, honestly, it tracks. And then...
No.
And then I walked 40 minutes in LA.
The gigglers like give me confidence. Wait, to where? Like back to your hotel?
Back to my hotel. If it's under 45,
did you
I walked.
Did get honked at?
Oh yeah, people thought I was a call girl. I ran into some comedians and we're both New Yorkers because they're for the festival and they're like, why are we the only people walking in this town? And I'm like, I don't know. He was like smoking a cigarette.
Your voice immediately changes and you just like automatically have a bacon, egg and cheese in your hand. You're like, where did this come from?
But I'm so wild. Like I'm wearing no bra. All my makeup for the morning was sweated out. Like it was chaos. And then I went back to the hotel.
So you're an LA girly.
Yeah, I've changed. And then... I went to this party later and like I think like Jim Gaffigan was there and like no one else and I was like, this party's fucking lame. Like like I'm ruined. I can never go back.
No.
I go, only Jim Gaffigan is here. Okay.
Here's the thing that like I feel like my mom has like said this like my whole life just to like work hard in like a sense, but it does always keep me motivated. It is so easy to go up. Like, it is so easy to live, like, a better life. And it's so easy to, like, enjoy it. It is so hard to, like, go down.
Backtrack.
Backtrack.
That's why child stars have a hard time. Because the come up is so good. And then their come down is the whole rest of their life.
That's why it's like you have to stay like grounded, but like continuously have like a goal that you're working for. That's why like anytime some people like talk about reality TV, I'm like, it is so easy to get lost in the fucking sauce and like wrapped up that if you don't have a goal of what you're working toward, like you can't maintain it.
Well, if your only happiness is like if you look likable in a scene they cut together, you're living your life in just like chaos. It's also like if your happiness is coming from these like random moments of like fancy shit, then it's so unsustainable where like,
yeah,
that's why anyone who wakes up and like literally smells the flowers, if that can bring you joy, like you're fucking dangerous. Like you're gonna,
yeah,
you're strong. Like you're mentally
healthy.
Because
like even like when I first moved to New York City, like just being thrown into like certain experiences that I've never experienced before, I was like, oh, I'll never not do this then. Mm-hmm. So like I need to work hard enough so that like this is my, I can do this on the reg. This is my norm. Mm-hmm. So it is like it's so good to like be in those situations, I feel like, because it's so motivational. Like, okay, you had brunch with Jim Gaffigan and it's like now you're like, okay, I'm fucking pumped up and I'm fired up. Like, what's next?
But it is cool to meet these people and be like, oh, they were me. Like, they were me excited to go to a brunch like 20 years ago. Like, Jim Gaffigan was joking. He's like, we're old geezers now. And I'm like, oh, because they were the newbies.
Yeah, like, who's Jim's who is Jim Gaffigan's Jim Gaffigan?
They
That's
all
who
have
I
it.
Like to know. Yeah,
they
like,
all
I
have
love
it.
In interviews when, like, really famous people, like, say who... influenced and like inspired them, like, because when I was at the LA Fashion Awards, the like costume designer for all of Cher's costume got like the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, cool.
And it was just like showing pictures of all of Cher's outfits. Every single celebrity has done an outfit based off of a Cher outfit, so it's just like so crazy to see.
It's like your inspiration was inspired by someone else.
Was inspired by, yes. Like, no one has an original thought. Like, everyone is inspired by someone else. And it's like, okay, but like, who inspired Cher?
I also have to do a shout out because I got a facial yesterday, like last second. For any like OG gigglers, they remember after live giggly squads on Instagram Live, we would have, would we have Andrew Collin or Andrew Collin? We'd go to Andrew Collin was doing like a dating show, whatever. Well, now he has like, oh, remember? Yeah. So now
go and watch it.
He has like a gorgeous fiance in LA who happens to be amazing at facials. And it's the kind of thing where you're like, okay, is she amazing at facials or is she just beautiful? Like, you know, you'll see a makeup artist and they're just doing beautiful girls. I'm like, are they good or are they just doing beautiful girls?
Right.
But Andrew told me like she's really fucking good at what she does. And I've been meaning to get a facial by her. This bitch did this thing. Like, you know, when you can feel your face lifted,
yeah,
when you're not even looking in the mirror, like you feel lighter. And she was like doing all this gua sha with my jaw and she was like, oh, this is tight. I'm like, that's literally 14 years of trauma. But I want to do a shout out to Skin by Brenna Alexis in LA. She's a facialist. Go to her, she's so fucking good.
No, getting a good facial, I'm literally on a wait list right now for one facial I really want.
Wait, you're crazy.
I've been on a wait list for 2 months.
Do you know what's so funny? If they didn't have a wait list, you'd be like, I don't want to go. New Yorkers love waiting.
I went to like get an appointment. I was like, oh my God, there's a wait list. Like, fuck this. And then I was like, wait, there's a wait list. I'm bugging. I need this facial.
This is why saying no and being unavailable actually creates more opportunities for you.
Truly. That's why like I stay home all the time.
It's so valid. Do you know... Brenna also, she gave me really good advice because whenever I'm with a girl, I'm always like, tell me the truth. Tear my face apart. Tell me what I need. First of all, she's like, you haven't drank water since 1994. And I was like, just by looking at my skin. And she goes, look, there's a difference between dry and dehydrated.
Yes.
She's like, you're oily. Like, your skin is not dry. You are dehydrated. Drink some water. And I was like, okay, like, everyone's telling me that.
Every time I've gone to get a facial, my whole entire life, that was always the number one thing. You're just a little dehydrated. Mm-hmm. And that's why like your skin isn't repairing quick enough when you do get a breakout and then you pick it and then it's worse and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. Not to sound like I live in suburbia, but like ever since I got a fucking Stanley, every time I get a facial now, they say your skin is so hydrated.
This is my question though. They go, drink more water. How much? Like how many Stanleys are you drinking a day?
I, now that I've like started, now I feel like I'm even like more thirsty. Like if I don't have water, like my body now knows what it's like to be fully hydrated. So when I go below it, my body's like, hello,
it's like Carmex.
We don't operate like this anymore.
It's giving a multi-level marketing scheme.
It definitely is a cult for sure.
And then you're peeing. Like, it's just like a lot of sacrifices.
You are peeing, but the satisfaction of seeing your pee be clear.
I don't know her. Like I've never met her.
Nope. It's an insane feeling. And I get so many less headaches. I drink a fuck ton of water. So like, I feel like normal girls are like filling it up once, maybe twice a day. I'm not kidding. I'm filling this shit up like 4 times a day. But I also like a lot of ice.
Do you clean it in between?
Okay, that's like another controversy.
Like how much fungi are you drinking?
No, everyone's like, no, on TikTok, they're like, you have to clean it every day. That's
so much admin.
Nobody's fucking cleaning their Stanley every day, but every couple of days I do throw it in the dishwasher.
Okay. Yeah.
And I hand wash my straw with like one of the thingies.
Okay, fancy.
Because I don't trust the dishwasher
okay,
to clean
domestic
like, the inside
icon
of the straw.
Hand wash. Yeah.
No, I'm a fucking hand washing over here with my Gel-X extensions.
But you know,
also new nail color of the month, I'm calling it.
What?
Solely because I got it the other day. I didn't want it to be like baby blue, but I didn't want it to be gray because that felt too dark. So like a grayish light blue. So like if you're wearing white, it looks gray. But if you're wearing blue, it looks blue.
Put it in the newsletter because I feel it. I feel that's good too.
Yeah.
One other thing she said too, because I was like, what serum should I use? What masks should I buy? Like what's going to solve all my problems in like actual life and my personality? And she was like, do you cleanse? And I'm like, I mean, I do some Neutrogena, like take off my makeup, and then I like throw. I don't really always cleanse. If I'm in the shower, I do a face cleanse, but like I don't even put my hair up in a bun. Like I literally just like take off my makeup and then put moisturizer on. And she was like,
"Oh, you're a naked mole rat."
No, a literal mole rat. She first of all, she like kind of like air puked. And then she was like,
no, I don't. Yeah, because I'm not even understanding that. Like, I feel like I wasn't actually expecting her to say that first part because, like, obviously you're cleansing.
So this is the thing. At night, I shower every night. Right. So I do wash it in the shower. But like, if I don't shower that night, I'm not really washing my face. I'm just taking off the makeup, putting moisturizer. And then the morning.
Wait, you're taking off your makeup with what?
A Neutrogena wipe, which apparently just kind of moves it around.
No, that's the most diabolical thing I've ever heard you say. You're taking, wait.
Kim Kardashian said she uses Neutrogena wipes 10 years ago.
She was paid for that article. You're taking a Neutrogena makeup wipe. You're wiping off all your makeup. Then you're putting on a moisturizer.
Yes.
Immediately after. You're a sick fuck. And you're actually so lucky that your skin is as flawless as it is.
Thank you. So she told me that the True Botanicals, like, cleansing balm is really good. And she told me sometimes she triple cleanses. And she basically was like, it helps everything, like the skin renew. Like, she's like, cleansing is more important than serum, she said.
If I'm like in my like Melissa Wood health like era, then I'm triple cleansing. But that's like, it's not all the time.
Well, you need to work on that. Is what Brenna would say. but she basically was like, keep it simple. Don't use a lot of products. I go, oh my God, my friend Paige, she uses so many products on her face. I told on you. I was like, she uses so many products.
I'm like always fucking trying it. I'm always using the products.
And then your mom's like, maybe you should stop literally throwing the kitchen sink in every pore.
I'm like, but somebody said that balsamic vinegar will dry up any pimple.
Also, you have to try stuff for 6 months, but you know you try it for like 2 days and you're like, this isn't working.
No, literally, that's how I feel about getting my period. I was like, I thought I was going to get it by now. And then I was like, oh, I just like haven't taken the vitamins in a week. I actively work against myself. I get revenge on my own body.
Also, speaking of periods, I don't know if you guys are experiencing this because I went off the pill like a while ago just because I was over it. Now I get the most insane consistent period, but like the most insane period for 2 days. Like I can't function. It's like spewing like a murder scene, and then it's gone.
Are you getting like stomach pains, or it's just like you're bleeding a lot?
Yeah Des was so funny. He's such a dude. I was like, oh, I have my period, and he goes, I feel like you always have your fucking period.
Yeah, they don't.
He's like, you always have your period. I go, have you ever been with a girl?
You're so lucky. So when did you go off your birth control?
I'm going to say like a year. The time when we told all the gigglers to get off their birth control.
Right, okay. So like
and then all the gigglers
ago.
Started having babies.
And then when
babies.
Did you start getting it again? We did a baby boom. We had a giggler boom.
Didn't get it. I've always had my period.
Oh, so you never stopped.
No.
Like once you went off, it kept coming.
Yeah, oh, it's always so coming. But I was late. I didn't get my period till I was 14.
Yeah, I didn't get mine either till I was 13. What grade were you in?
Senior in high school. I'm just kidding. Freshman. No.
Oh, no. Eighth I think grade. that's when I got mine. That's okay. When I feel like everyone gets it. Really.
I like that I was pretending different. I'm like, I'm not like other girls. There's always the one girl who gets it when she's like 10.
No, in like fifth grade.
I feel
grade,
so bad for her. She didn't deserve
so
that.
So bad.
She didn't deserve that.
No.
And everyone's whispering about it.
Yeah, because we don't really know what it is yet. And she's like, I don't fucking know either. Like, here I am.
Yeah. She didn't ask for that life.
She didn't.
Anyway.
Okay.
We didn't ask for this life either. Stay strong out there. We love you guys so, so, so much. We are adding cities to the tour. We heard you. The thing is, we'd been bothering our agents and they were like, hey, like we have to actually make sure the venues are available. I said, well, fucking call them again.
Yeah.
Call them again. I know the AT&T girl. If you need a better
if you need 5G.
Connection.
we know.
Call
someone.
Them again. So keep an eye out. Sign up for the newsletter to make sure you don't miss it. And thanks for giggling with us. Bye.
See ya.